I wanted to share this to encourage people and to give glory to God and to thank you as a church. And I don't know if I'm going to get through it, but I'm going to read it. Carl, can you put that verse up? Okay. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. That was the main bit that I was focusing on. I've been thinking about that verse a lot. I never really understood it until now. I was discharged from mental health services on Monday after almost 15 years. At first, I was really upset. I felt alone and abandoned. I'd had this identity of being a mental health service user for so long, and now it was gone. Mental health services have been there for me through the most difficult times in my life, but then I realised that it wasn't just them who was there. Throughout all the hospital admissions, trips to A&E, being found by the police, etc., God was there. He knew what he was doing, and he knew the reason why, whether I knew it then or not. Because of those experiences, I've already been given opportunities to train people in how to deal with people with mental health problems. And there's more on the horizon. Now that I'm not a service user anymore, I have a choice. I can choose to be upset and feel alone, or I can celebrate being discharged and recognise that I've been set free and that my identity is in him. I know I still have a lot of work to do when it comes to my identity, and I know the next few weeks and months are likely to be difficult, but God has closed the door on that part of my life, and I'm placing my trust in God that he knows the plans he has for me.